It's wet, got everything all damp. We're good to be here and worship the Lord together. Take your Bibles, if you have them with you, and turn to Luke, the 5th chapter. We'll start reading with the first verse. Now it came about that while the multitude were pressing round him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. I want us to notice that verse right there. It's very important. It said he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land, and he sat down and began teaching the multitudes from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, pull out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered and said, Master, we've worked hard all night and caught nothing, but at your bidding I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break, and they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them, and they came and filled both of the boats, so they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For amazement had seized him and all the companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. Let us pray. Lord, bless the reading of your word and look down upon us. Have your way this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. You know, everybody wants to succeed. No one wants to be a failure. And when we look into this scripture that we've read to you this morning, we find that these fellows were out there fishing. They were commercial fishermen. They knew how to fish. It wasn't something new for them. And we find in that scripture said, we have fished all night long. Now, I've never fished all night long. I remember back several years ago when we was in the field evangelism, I drove all night long many times. But I've never fished all night. But these fellows, they knew what they were doing. They had their nets, and they'd been working all night, and now they had quit. What's the use? I'm tired. I'm disgusted. Haven't caught anything. I wasted the whole night. I'm going home. And you know, as I was reading there and thinking about that, you know, how many times in our lives have we felt kind of like that? I've worked hard. I've put all my effort. I'm exhausted. And nothing has happened. But you know, folks, there's a lot of times when we feel like nothing has happened, when something great has taken place. And you don't even realize it. And you may not realize it for years. I remember back in my lifetime, there was a family moved in down the street from the parsonage. And man and his wife and children. And I thought, well, he was their truck there and they were unloading. And I told Jim, I said, I'm going to go down. I didn't know him, but I'm going to go down and help them. And I went down there and I helped him unload the truck. I didn't really know how long we were there. Years passed. And one day I was with this fellow. For, you see, he decided since the preacher would come and help him unload, he'd come in church. He got saved. He got sanctified. God called him to preach. You know, we don't know what good you may do with just something that you don't realize is, has that much of an impact. But it had an impact upon that man. And you know, these fishermen there, they were tired. They worked hard. And now then, they were going to quit. And Jesus told them, they was even washing their nets. They were cleaning them up. It's over. But Jesus told them to do something. And you know, in our life today, God has something that each one of us can do. Something that you may not think is very big, you may not think it's very important, but God can use that. And we must accept our limitation. We must accept our human efforts and our plans. These fellows did all they knew how, and they knew what to do. They had done this before, but God said, I want you to go out a little further. I want you to get out in the deeper water. I want you to go out there where you haven't been. I want you to be there for me and do what I want you to do. And you know, there's a lot of times when we do all that we know how to do, and we feel like, I've just messed up. But in all of that, we must trust God. I've wondered how these fishermen felt. Here was Jesus saying, go out. They're tired. They've been up all night. They've been working hard. And Jesus said, go out a little further. I was saying there yesterday, and I read that again to Miss Jean, and I said, what would you think? What would you do? I said, I'd probably take a nap. But you know, when we look at what we do, God can take that you feel like is insignificant, that you feel like is not really important, but God can use that to perform what he wants to be done. Because we know what to do. But you know, in this business of God's business, it's not what I can do. It's not my strength. It's not my ability. But it's God using that ability. Amen? That's what happened. God used them. God taught them a lesson. And God said, move out a little further. I know you're tired. I know you're disgusted. I know, excuse me. I know you want to go and get some rest, but I want you to do it again. Do it my way. Don't do it your way. Do it my way. Peter said to the Lord, you know what we've been doing, but Lord, just if that's what you want me to do, we'll do it. We don't have anything to lose. We've worked all night. We don't have nothing to show for it, but we'll do it. And so they went out a little deeper in the water, put their nets out. Lord, I've already cleaned these nets. I've already put that aside. In our house today, so many times we feel like that, don't we? I've already tried. I've already done that. I've done all I know to do. It's not doing any good. I'm just going to quit. But let's be submissive to the will of God. And they went out there a little further. And when they got out there, they put the nets down. I've never fished with nets. I've looked at them. It looked to me like it's a whole lot more work than just taking a rod and reel and throwing it out there. But the scripture tells us that as they did that, immediately those nets were full. It was so full that the nets could hardly hold them. And they started putting them in, and they filled up their boat, and they still had some left, and they called their buddies from the other boat, come and help us. And the scripture said it filled both boats. What made the difference? They were doing what God asked them to do. How many times do we feel like God would like for us to do something? Well, God, I've already tried that and it didn't work. Amen. I've already tried that, Lord. It just don't work. But if God is in it, if God is in it and God is telling us to, then we must listen to Him. We must do what God wants us to do. He didn't ask them to do something immoral, just asked them to do what they knew how to do. And God worked on that end. That's the difference. When we're obedient to God, and God comes and does His part, He puts His blessings, because He has prepared the way for us. Yes, we must be willing to take a risk. I wonder, how would you feel? How would you feel? How do we feel when we feel like, what's the use? What is the use? God, help us. Show us where the deep water is. You say, preacher, that's a silly statement. Back several years ago, we took a trip down into the Keys, and we got down there, and a friend of ours was going to take us out fishing. I'd never been there before. I didn't realize it. It just looked like there's all that water out there. And I thought, well, we'd get in the boat and we'd just take off. But we didn't. We went right along the bank. And we went up there pretty good ways. And then after a while, we turned out. And I found out that along that shore, there was the water in places was not very deep. You could look over and see where people had run aground with their boats. There was a way to go out there. Our friend knew how to get there. And he made the trip. And you know, we're dealing with people out there. We don't know what those people are going through. We don't know what's happening in their life. And we may have said the same thing many, many times. But yet, if God is nudging us to do it, let's be obedient. What do we have to lose? Amen? What do we have to lose? They were willing to take a risk. And my friends, today, we must be willing to take a risk for God. God, I'll do the best I can. Back many years ago, had an NYI convention, and they were going to have in the afternoon, they were going to have us to go out into the community and pass out some handbills of the church and invite them to come to church. And we would get there, and one of us would have the literature and the other would do the talking, and we would say, for example, I'm Everett Leibauer, and this is, and introduce my friend, and we're from the Nazarene Church, and we're just out to tell people what God has done for us. And we bit back and forth, and after a while, my friend said, well, let me talk this time. I said, okay. I took the material, and he knocked on the door. They came to the door, and he said, I'm Everett Leibauer, and this is... He said, no, I'm not Everett Leibauer. That's Everett Leibauer. And then he told... And we talked about that later, as we were finished the day and going back to the church, and we both agreed that what looked like a blunder, what looked like a mess up, but it seemed to us that there was more good done right there on that porch as we told them about Jesus in there. You see, God can use what we have, even though we may not do it like we want it to be done, but God can use it if we're willing to take a risk. And they were willing to persevere, even through disappointment and fatigue. They were tired. And you know, we find ourselves today, I find that nearly every day I'm tired. Go to bed tired, wake up tired. But you know, even in the midst of that, these fishermen were willing to do their part. They were discouraged. I don't know what was going in their mind. I don't know, maybe they were saying, you know, we might as well quit and do something else. We're not doing any good. But they were willing to try again. They were willing to put forth that effort again. To put forth that to be what God would have us to be. Then we must remember that it's not just what I can do, but it's what we can do. Too many times we get the idea, or people get the idea, that I can do this and I can do this and I can do that. But you know, friends, it's not what I can do. It's what we can do. What all of us can do. As we put our shoulders together and put our hands together and to perform His work, and we share the burden, we share the load, and it doesn't make any difference who gets the credit, does it? Doesn't matter. What matters about is the result. That we do our best for Him. Then we must remember that God can give us more than we ask or imagine. God can give you more than you can ask for. Oh, this catch was so big, according to Scripture, and I looked at several different translations of this, and every one of them agreed that they would caught so many fish that the boat was about to sink. What was the difference? They were doing what God wanted them to do when He wanted them to do it. You know, we're really good at saying, well, I'll do that later. Last night, as all the things was happening there around the house, and Miss Jean had went and picked some pears up, and she wasn't aiming to do anything with them till next week, and she'd give some to a friend of ours, and they said, Jean, those pears are riper than you think they are. So she realized she's going to have to do it. So when she got them all cooked and in the jar, and was so tired, and came back and said, well, I'll go and mop the floor for you, sweep it and mop it. Well, you don't have to do it now. You can do it. And I said, okay, I'll do it in the morning. And yes, I got up earlier and I swept it and mopped it for her. When she came in there, she seen it was done. You know, we're good at putting things off, aren't we? I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do it next week. But listen, it's not a matter of whether we sweep the floor or not, but if it's what God wants us to do, if God wants us to talk to somebody, we don't know what's going on in that person's life. I watch the kids as they come to get on the bus, and some of these kids, you know, I've watched them grow up. The young ladies, and I was watching this one little girl as she was walking to get on another bus to go to another school, then she'd get on my bus, and she looked so tired. And as she walked by, when she got on my bus, I told her, You really looked tired when you was walking to the to bus 135. And I said, was you? She said, yes, I was. You know, as we look, as we find ourselves in situations that we are submissive to the will of God, that we will do not put it off. So Seth came to these guys when they shared the burden. Now, if the ones in Petersburg, if they had just kept putting it on and they'd swamped the boat, that would have been a funny story to read, wouldn't it? But they didn't do that. They worked together. And it didn't make any difference who got the credit. God delights in surprising us. In the day that we're living today, God delights in surprising us. How many times have we seen God work in mysterious and wonderful ways, and we say to ourselves, my, isn't God good? Didn't that do something for us and for him? Peter was humble in his success. He didn't try to take that decision and glory for it all. But you know, we need to remember that what God has for us, we're all different. We all have different likes. We all have different dislikes. And God has something for us. It's kind of like a fine watch. I remember it, I was back in, I don't know, maybe junior high, and I had this little watch that was running, and it quit running. And I thought, well, I need to see what's wrong with it. And I took it out of the case, and I got to looking, and I could see that one of those little wheels in there was out of place. I could see where it ought to be, but it wasn't. And so I got and loosened up the screws, and I got me a toothpick, and I was pushing it around. And I finally got it in the place it ought to be. And sure enough, it started to run. When everything was just right. And then my brother came running through the house. And he thought how funny it would be. And as he ran through, he hit my arm. And it shook the watch. And all them pieces went out of place. And that was the end of it. And you know, God help us to do our part. And God, don't let us hit the arm and tear it up. But God, help us to do our best and work together. Everyone can do something. I know that in my own life there's been some times that things just wasn't going real good for me. And remember one day particularly, I was having some problems, and a little bitty granddaughter, great-granddaughter, she came over and she looked up at me. She never said a word. But in that face and in those eyes, as if it was saying, Grandpa, I love you. Never said it out loud. But I'm telling you that when I left that encounterment, it did something for Grandpa. Why are you telling us that, preacher? Simply because sometimes just a smile, sometimes just a smile is all it takes. to encourage someone. Sometimes just to say it, tell someone, hey, I'm praying for you. We were having a difficult time and things were heavy, and we was at youth camp and a friend of mine walked up to me. I'd never said anything to him, but he walked up and he put his hand around me and said, Everett, I'm praying for you. Wow. That meant a lot to me. That was kind of like saying sic'em to a dog. And you know, in your life, when God impresses upon you to tell someone, hey, I'm praying for you. I appreciate you. I'm glad for what you're doing. And I want you to know that I appreciate it. That may be all it takes to turn somebody's life around. It's not always the great big things, but it's the little things that keeps us going. It's the little things that encourages people. It's that little piece of paper that a child draws on and gives to her teacher that makes them say, this day was worthwhile. Just a little piece of paper. May not have a whole lot on it, but it sure helps. And what I'm saying, and we're coming to this, is the fact that as Jesus told the men to launch out into the deep, and let your nets down. Get the nets back and put them in water. And launch out. And I believe that in the day that you and I are living and everything that's going on and a lot of stuff I don't understand and a lot of stuff I don't need to understand, we need to put our hands in the hands of God. And we need to be listening to what he says. Sometimes there's so much noise going on that we can't hear him. Sometimes we got this going, we got that going. And all that's happening, we don't take time. We're not still. And we don't let him speak to us. Let's let God speak to us. And let's obey him. Let's listen to him. And let's let God work through us to accomplish what he wants done in our world, in our community, and round about us. That we be a shining light for him. That we can launch out into the deep and get ready for the abundance of God. Well, preacher, that sounds good. I don't believe it'll work. There's not a job too big for God. There's not a job too great for him. For God is bigger than what's the matter. Amen. He's bigger than what's the matter in your life, my life, and in our world that we're living in today. Launch out into the deep and get ready. Get ready for the harvest. Let us bow our heads. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, that you had Peter to go out into the deep and launch out there, and for the great fish, number of fish that he caught. Now, Lord, we pray that you would bless these people. And, Lord, help us, Lord, that we might launch out into the deep in the world that we're living in today, when there's so much confusion, so much heartache, so much going on. But, Lord, we're on your side, God. We're living for you, and we're serving you. And, God, you're bigger than what's the matter. And help us, Lord, to be listening to you and to launch out into the deep waters and bring a harvest for you. In your precious holy name, we do pray. We love you supremely, Lord. We pray, God, that you would be with Pastor James and Benita today. And we pray, God, that you would watch over and care for them. We pray, God, in your precious holy name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good week. See ya.
You're clean enough.